Ephesians chapter 2. Including you, who are dead to transgressions and sins, in which you once walked, according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, of the spirit which is now active in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all also once had our mode of life, in the desires of our flesh, doing the will of the flesh and of the mind, and we were children of wrath by nature, as the rest are too. But God, being rich in mercy, on account of his great love with which he loved us, made us, being dead to transgressions, alive together with Christ. You have been saved by grace. And he raised us together and seated us together in the upper heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might exhibit the exceeding richness of his grace in kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For you have been saved by grace through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, to the intent that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that you who were once Gentiles in the flesh, called uncircumcision by those called circumcision in the flesh, circumcision made by hands, that you were at that time without Christ, alienated from the citizenship of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of the promise, not having any hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been made near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who made both one, and demolished the middle wall of partition, having abolished the enmity by his flesh, the law of the commandments in ordinances, in order that he might create the two in himself into one new man, making peace, and reconcile both in one body to God, through the cross, having eradicated the enmity by it. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and to those who were near. For through him both of us have access, by one Spirit, to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but joint citizens of the holy places, and are God's household residence, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the keystone, in whom every building, as it is fitted together, grows into a holy sanctuary in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit.